Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Football Friday. Before we get into it, give you the stock market report. Market just closed for the week. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 112 points. That's good news. S&P 500 barely moved today, up less than a half a point. And the NASDAQ down 42 points. So not a ton of movement on Wall Street today. A little bit of green, a little bit of red. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Mike Cugno from CBS4 is going to join us this hour. Going to get headlines here in a moment from Alejandro Solana. But yesterday, we debuted a brand new daily feature called Dolphins Question of the Day. And this is the brainchild of Alejandro Solana, who is one of, if not the best executive producer in radio right now. I'm talking locally and nationally. But this segment flopped miserably.
You always talk about that during this segment. We used to talk about that during the good segments with Solana's greatness.
But that does not dissuade us from barreling ahead and doing it again, even though we know it's going to flop. It just doesn't have legs. It was better around the conference table than it is on the air. But because we are like Adam Gase and refuse to admit when we're wrong, we forge ahead with Dolphins Question of the Day.
Come on, Solana.
All right, guys. Yesterday, Le'Veon Bell did not choose.
What? I thought there was an open. What happened?
Yeah, but we decided I'll ask the question, then play the open. I think we decided that yesterday.
Oh, all right, well, yeah. Then get like a little music or something. Nothing.
I got something for you. All right. Yesterday, Le'Veon Bell did not choose.
No, I meant now. like something under the question. Like if you're not playing the big Dolphins Question of the Day thing, like then you would. I thought maybe just like some jazz music. Like, boom, 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 boom. Hey guys, the Dolphins. You know, just to make it sound so it's not exactly like what the show is when it's not Dolphins Question of the Day. You know, something to separate it from the rest of the show. All right. Okay. All right. I didn't see that coming. So, all right, well, let me do this again then. Like, it flows a little better. So, without further ado, here it is, Alejandro Solana and the Dolphins Question of the Day.
All right, guys. Yesterday, Le'Veon Bell, he did not choose the Miami Dolphins, but they were one of his top three teams. Guys, does that mean that the Miami Dolphins are once again a premier destination in the NFL?
That's another Miami Dolphins Question of the Day.
It's
it just doesn't work.
It flowed, Hawk. It flowed.
No, it sounded much better. It really did. And to play that after the question makes a whole hell of a lot more sense. But I mean, it's I don't know. I feel like it's a stupid question. I was all, you know, agitated leading into it. I don't know. Do you want to answer?
So am I first? Yes, yeah. I'm first there.
Yeah. Okay. You
there we go, Solana. Yes. You know what? I would say it is encouraging that a guy like Le'Veon Bell, who had an option to go to KC, was still thinking about the Dolphins, where I think with Adam Gase, that wouldn't have happened. I think with other coaches, that wouldn't have happened. I know goofy-ass Joe Philbin and you have all these other coaches that just weren't bringing guys like that in. I think that free agent players or players on a trade block will look at the Miami Dolphins, that Flores is here, that Fitzpatrick is here, that they brought in Tua, that they have 12 draft picks this year, what was it, 14 next year, that they are building and growing. I think the NFL players around the league, especially free agents, recognize and respect the Miami Dolphin process of getting back on top like we were back with Dan Marino. I would say my answer to your question, Solana, is yes. It is becoming, not yet, but becoming a premier destination as soon as we get all these draft picks and all these free agents signed up. Made him sound good, didn't I?
I feel like it wasn't, like, I feel like we're going to run out of questions if this is the second day and that's the question.
It's on Solana to come up with questions. We just got answers, baby.
Well, what if we made it the Dolphin factoid of the day? The Dolphins oh wow fact of the day. And then he just, you know, he dropped a nugget on us.
Well, let's talk it through, because he could make a factoid, Hawk, into a question by just saying, did you guys know that? And hit it with a factoid. So now we can do factoid with a question form.
Well, I'm not opposed to the factoid of the day, but I want to leave it open-ended. That way, maybe it's a factoid, maybe it's a question. I'm liking this, though. Dolphins question or factoid of the day. I like it.
Solana, I'm your attorney right now, and I'm telling you to shut up. Let me deal with this. Because I was make bro. I was helping you out.
It made no sense what you just said, Solana. That made no sense.
Solana, plead the fifth, please. As your attorney, I want you just to plead the fifth.
I don't think it means that the Dolphins, by the way, are a premier destination just yet. That's going to require some winning.
But becoming, in the past, with what Flores is doing with all the draft picks, with the money, with them adding pieces, with them having two, and I would say two of the top 10 corners in the league, like, teams will look at that and say, hey, they are a piece or two away from something special.
Somebody says it sounds like it would be better if it was a surprise Dolphins question of the day, where it comes at any point of the show. What do you think of that?
As Solana's attorney, we will consult in the back. Can we please have a five-minute recess?
Recess.
Yeah. We'd like a five-minute recess to speak about this current upbringing of information.
Somebody else texts in, that was horrible, Solana.
The criticism of my client is not needed, sir.
Somebody says the bag of bits is seemingly bottomless. It never gets empty. That's true.
That's what we're talking about.
Somebody else texts in, this isn't going too well. Oh, you should have heard yesterday.
The ratings book tomorrow will tell a different story. I'll just let everybody know.
But this segment is a craptoid.
So, Solana, Hawk gets the late numbers and you get the early numbers? I don't like how that works.
No, I get the late number. I get the official ratings. He gets the early estimates. The official ratings yesterday when we did this were the worst ratings we ever had. And I'm just getting today's, the worst. Everyone stopped listening. Barry is listening right now. Barry and Grandpa Mo. That's it.
Official ratings is Barry, Grandpa Mo, Lousin, Tito.
Actually, Grandpa Mo has something to say about this segment. Bomb! All right, let's get headlines here. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
My client would like to move on to another topic. Thank you.
All right, another disaster, and we'll have it again on Monday if you enjoyed it. All right, headlines.
Tomorrow, 13th-ranked UM, they take on Pitt, Hard Rock Stadium, a 12 noon kickoff.
Yeah, this line has been moving crazily all afternoon. I don't understand. So right now it's Miami minus 12.5. It was Miami minus 14 at the beginning of today's show at 2 o'clock. Wow. It's moved a point and a half. So interesting. Tomorrow, you can hear the game, by the way, on five. I don't know, but maybe what Lee Sterling said is the Pitt quarterback situation. That would make sense. That could move a line like that. You can hear the game tomorrow on 560. The Joe pregame is with Josh Darrow and Rashad Butler at 8 a.m. And then game kicks off at noon with Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. Miami Hurricanes football on the radio is sponsored by Milam's Market, your football tailgating headquarters at the stadium and for your home parties. Milam's Market.
The FIU and Charlotte 49ers game, it was scheduled for tomorrow. That has been postponed due to an increase in positive COVID-19 test results in the FIU program.
Did you just almost say positive?
I enjoyed it a lot. I was going to let it go, but now that you didn't, I'll be happy to jump on. Yeah, he was saying positive.
I'm going to represent you because I haven't got my check yet, but yeah, I'm thinking about leaning away from you, bro.
Sometimes the attorney realizes it's not worth representing said client.
Sunday, the Dolphins take on the Jets, 4:05 p.m. from Hard Rock Stadium.
Hey, the Joe, 560, the Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union is the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. If you want more info on them, go to fincu.com. And if you want to win Dolphins tickets, log on right now to wqam.com.
Tomorrow, I skipped over this accidentally, Inter Miami, they play the Montreal Impact in Montreal, 7 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Tonight in the Major League Baseball playoffs, ALCS Game 6, the Astros still alive. Tonight, Game 6, Astros Rays, 6:07 p.m. Tampa Bay still leads 3-2.
I actually got a question about this, because if Houston goes on and keeps winning without their little buzzers and the beating on the trash cans, do you let them go for that, or what goes on then? Because they balled out the last couple games.
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
What's happening?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Miami Dolphins. I just know that damn Correa has beautiful veneer teeth and he's hitting walk-offs and he does not have a trash can or a buzzer in his jacket.
I don't understand what's happening.
I mean, he asked a question. I tried to maybe see if it would work that way. I don't know. Did you like it there?
Hey, Hawk, let me ask you. No, are the Dolphins a premier free agent destination now?
Ay, ay, ay. What's happening? It's like being in a horror movie. Any other headlines, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Finally, Michael Jackson. He really wanted to play Spider-Man in a movie, but he knew he'd never get the cast. So in the 90s, he actually tried to buy Marvel Comics so he could make it happen.
Huh. A lot of rich folks do that now. They get what they want with money. But Michael Jackson could never have been Spider-Man. His little body's funny. He had a funny little body. Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have made a good Spider-Man.
Would you ever want to watch him in skin-tight spandex?
No. Why? No.
No, he looked like one of those wavy arm guys that are in front of the car dealerships on a Saturday.
All right, anything else, Solana? We got to get to Mike Cuno.
No, guys, those were your headlines. Sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit.
All right, Mike Cuno is going to join us in the next segment from CBS4. We're going to talk Dolphins Jets with him. I'm going to talk about mobilegourmetfoods.com before we move on. In fact, Solana was asking me during the last commercial break. He's like, hey, have you made those Wagyu burgers yet? So you're making them this weekend, Solana?
Yeah, I think I'm going to make them this weekend with my brother Daniel.
Yeah, they're really good. We had the Wagyu burgers. I think I told the story on the air where my wife turned them into sliders. because we had Wagyu burgers, and we also had the Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville Angus burgers, and we had people come over for the Canes-Clemson game, and so she turned them all into sliders, and we did like taste tests back and forth. Now, those Margaritaville Angus burgers are delicious, but those Wagyu burgers are something special, man. So mobilegourmetfoods.com, they deliver really gourmet food right to your front door. They've got on the site right now Japanese A5 plus Wagyu steaks in from Japan. We had that Wednesday night at my house. They presented in this elegant black gift box with a certificate of authenticity. They've got stone crabs now, because it's stone crab season, so you could have stone crabs and have it delivered right to your house from mobilegourmetfoods.com. They've got everything there. You know, the Wagyu steaks, they've got Alaskan king crab, lobster tail, sushi-grade tuna, wild-caught mahi. They've got the Ditka-cooked baby back ribs, which are so good. Again, you'll see it all on the website. It's mobilegourmetfoods.com. They're a local company. They deliver it right in their own trucks to your front door. It does not get shipped through the mail. They just bring it right to you. Mobilegourmetfoods.com. So right now, through Sunday, all USDA Prime products and collections are 15% off. That's through Sunday. So USDA Prime filet mignon, New York strips, ribeyes, dry-aged 32-ounce tomahawk ribeyes, all 15% off through Sunday. And they've got new artisanal ravioli pastas. Like I said, they got the stone crabs. They've also added Florida Keys key lime pie. So you maybe get yourself some stone crabs and the key lime pie. That's a meal right there. So on the website, if you use the code PRIME, you get 10% off everything that's not already discounted. That's through Sunday as well. You got to use that code PRIME when you're checking out. Now, the best-selling thing they've got on that website is the Hockman Tailgate Special. I love it. 40 to 50 cooked jumbo buffalo wings. Heat them and eat them. Pasture perfect all natural Wagyu beef franks. We made the Wagyu beef franks the other night as well. Those were delicious. The Jimmy Buffett Angus Margaritaville burgers, which I said were so good. North Atlantic lobster tails, which my wife turns into lobster rolls. 2 pounds of jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp and 2 pounds of Ditka cooked baby back ribs. That's the Hockman Tailgate Special. Buy it. When you're checking out, put in the code PRIME. Get yourself 10% off. It is such a great deal right now. MobilegourmetFoods.com. They've got Quad Pay on the website. You can order from the site, make 4 easy payments over time with no fees, no interest. So simple, so good. Do yourself a favor. Go there right now. MobilegourmetFoods.com. That's MobilegourmetFoods.com. South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. All right, Mike Cugno from CBS4. He's going to talk some Dolphins with us next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Is anyone listening to us?
Hock and Crowder.
Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cugno, friend of the program, sports anchor on CBS4. He also hosts Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS. And he can be seen on the fifth quarter postgame show after Dolphins games as well. And I'll start with Le'Veon Bell. Mike, do you wish the Dolphins would have gotten him? You get him, you don't get him, no big deal. It was nice to be in the conversation. But I didn't hear from anyone when we thought yesterday for a couple hours that he might end up here. I didn't hear from anyone saying, no, don't go out and get him. That seemed like it would have been a good fit.
No, and it would have been. And the thing I think with the Dolphins right now is they're at a place where they legitimately feel like they're competing. You know, it's not the tank for Tua anymore. It's not tank for Trevor. It's we're actually going out here trying to win games. And it would have been a win-win for the Dolphins to get a guy like Le'Veon Bell. You never know what happens. They've been trying to circulate this whole running back by committee for the first 5 weeks. Obviously, Miles Gaskin's been getting a little bit more of the run there, but you add a guy like Le'Veon Bell, it could only help. But it was good to see that they were a major player for a big name guy like that.
And Mike, last segment we tried to do Dolphins question of the day. It was a disaster. But
maybe we should have him play.
I was going to say let
Solana ask the question. All right. Well, I'm glad you asked, Mike. Go ahead, Solana, take it over.
Mike.
Yes.
Got one for you. So, Le'Veon Bell yesterday, as we know, you were just discussing it, did not choose the Miami Dolphins. However, he was considering them atop, in the mix with two other teams. Does that make the Miami Dolphins a premier destination in the NFL?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
Not yet. That's the answer. Not yet. They make them contenders for guys like these, but I think it's kind of like the Heat situation. You see how far they can go, and then all of a sudden big name guys around the league want to jump on board. I think Miami has the Dolphins have a little bit more winning to do.
Did that work for you? Did you like that?
What do you call that?
The imaging?
The animation, or I guess it's in the imaging. Imaging threw me off. I wasn't ready for Dan Day to jump on for y'all. Also, shouldn't it go before the question?
Oh, my God. No. No, we went over this yesterday. Yeah, we went over it yesterday. You can't have before the question. That's another Dolphins question of the day. It's got to be after.
Okay. Okay. Well, hey, you guys are the radio guys. I'll stick to TV.
Well, I hope you're better at what you do than we are at what we do.
Oh, it sure is now. I don't want to give Mike too much credit, but Mike does his thing. But hey, but Mike, that 49ers game now, a butt whooping. Like that was we've talked about it. I think that was the biggest win, a domination on all three phases of ball since the 08 Wildcat game. And I'm not just saying that because I was a part of that game. But do you believe in like a single game, four quarters of a single game can propel a team to something else, or was that just a good football game?
I don't think it's a huge launching pad. It's a good game for them. It's a good thing to see that they can actually do it, where you weren't really deficient in one area, where you knocked out a quarterback who was in the Super Bowl a year ago. I don't think is it a season changing game. No, I don't think it is, because you look at the way the 49ers were constructed for that game, especially their defense. You know, Bosa was out, their top three corners were out. That was tailor made for a win. However, in the past, you've seen the Dolphins, you know, lose games they should win, and so that's where I think you're starting to see the tide turn for this team. Maybe that's a game now that you have to go and win, and they're winning it. And that's the same thing that happens this week with the Jets. You're a 9.5-point favorite. You have to go out and win this game. It can't be – I know this is the NFL, but you can't be there, you know, wondering week in and week out, is Miami going to be able to contend? I think that's how you start to see that the Dolphins are on the right track. Is it the huge launching pad Dolphins fans want? I'm not sure yet. It's too small of a sample size to say that.
Well, do you expect them to beat up on the Jets Sunday?
I expect them to crush the Jets on Sunday, and just up and down what the Jets are bringing to the table, as far as just a defense that really struggles. They give up almost 400 yards a game, and then you've got your backup in Joe Flacco, who I know a lot of people didn't even realize was on the Jets until a couple weeks ago. This has to be a game Miami goes out and wins, and I think they. I'm not really into betting. I guess the term would be to cover. I think they beat them by more than 9.5 points. I would go out there and say they win by a couple touchdowns.
I hope you're right. Mike Cugno, sports anchor, CBS4. You also see him on Dolphins Weekly Live and the Fifth Quarter postgame show after Dolphins games. The Jets, obviously, Adam Gase, this is a big one for him. I was saying for the entire week, like, this is his Super Bowl. If he's going to win a game, he wants to do it at his old stadium and, not have his old fans laughing at him and whatnot. Did you like Adam Gase when you were down here covering him, when he was down here and you were covering him?
I didn't have a problem with Adam Gase. I thought he was a little short with us in answers. Like when he got the Le'Veon Bell questions this week and he says, I'm moving on to Miami and just kind of wouldn't really address it. That's kind of the Adam Gase we were used to. Everyone's like, look at the way he's answered. Well, that's Adam Gase. I mean, he's not the warmest, the warmest of guys out there in interviews. Personal problems with the guy, but no, I mean, I think you could see the clashing with players over a couple of years here when you started to see guys leave the organization, that like a Mike Pouncey, like these guys that should be cornerstones for your team that leave, and then it kind of carries over into New York where you see a guy like Le'Veon Bell, where they gave a bunch of money to, leave. Obviously, relationships there weren't great, and I think. From a media standpoint, it kind of spills over. You kind of get that impression of him as well.
And Mike, what's the biggest surprise now? You do the quarter season, a quarter of the way done, whatever it is. Like, what's your biggest surprise in the 2020 Miami Dolphins season?
I don't want to say it's a surprise, but what I'd say is I'm happy with the Dolphins is that they're in every game. I mean, you take out a couple of mistakes against the Bills, take out a couple miscues against even the Seahawks. And I mean, it was an uphill climb against the Seahawks to begin with, but you can point at points in the game and say, you know what? Miami was competitive against teams that have higher expectations than they do. So the jump from last year to this year, to me, seems like it's been significant in the way they're playing on the field. Now, are they a playoff team yet? I mean, that's yet to be determined. If the Bills go out and, lose this week to the Chiefs, I think they're playing on Monday night, that weird 5 o'clock game. You're looking at a Bills team that's 4-2, and Miami should get this win. They're 3-3. All of a sudden, Miami's back in the mix there for the AFC East. And I think they're back there a little bit quicker than we would have thought. Because I think coming into the year, even last year, you saw the way Buffalo was starting to get better and the way Josh Allen was starting to improve. So you thought, okay, maybe the Bills and the Patriots still have the edge there in the division. I mean, we didn't know Cam Newton was going to be a factor there for New England. But Miami, they get this win this week. Really unsure what happens with New England going forward. At least they're in the mix, and that's all you can ask for, especially since now you don't have, like I said before, you don't have to tank for those picks anymore. You did a good job trading guys like Laremy Tunsil, and it's starting to pan out for you that you're going to get high picks because of Houston. You're going to get I'm not sure. Did they sell a first-round pick from the Steelers? I may have that wrong. But either way, you're now competing, and now you still have the picks from Houston where you're in good shape to continue to keep rebuilding.
Yeah, I think you're right in that they're ahead of schedule. And like you said, they win Sunday. They're at 500, and we're still early on in the season. So there's some upside still. There has been a ton of talk this week on ESPN. So I'm gonna ask you this question, although we know it's kind of silly at this point. But Ryan Clark had tweeted out after the Chargers game that, did the Dolphins make a mistake in drafting Tua Tagovailoa over Justin Herbert? And because he launched it up there on Twitter, it became a talking point. Most people just outraged that it is a talking point because you haven't even seen Tua play yet, and you can't really make a judgment that quickly. But is there any merit to that, that someone looks so good in their first couple of games that maybe it's worthy of having the conversation? Did they whiff on him?
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with that. I think it's a good tweet for retweets and for clicks and for Twitter engagement, but I don't agree with it because you haven't seen the guy play. And the consensus from every scout, minus his injuries, was that Tua was the most talented guy in that draft, outside of Burrow, who just came on out of nowhere, because even from that game he played against the Canes, it wasn't like he did anything special there that first year with LSU. So I don't agree with that sentiment. You don't know what's going on there. And the other thing is Miami's in a position where they're competing right now. They have a shot to make the playoffs. Whereas, it was kind of an accident that Herbert got into the game. Miami's building towards something. They have a quarterback that they feel that they can win with on the field right now. You're not in this kind of mode where, oh heck, we're not in it anymore. You know, just throw them out there to see what you got. You're, like I said, you're in these games. I mean, you go back to the Seahawks game. I'm not putting too much of that loss on Ryan Fitzpatrick. I know, right. You know, it wasn't the greatest performance of the season, but you know, if you look at things objectively, you don't have to look at Fitz and say, hey, he's the reason for losses at this point.
You, Mike Cuno from CBS4, you work out, right? You're athletic. You're very active.
He works out. I don't know if he's athletic.
Wow. Crowder out of nowhere was swinging a bow.
That's because he calls me Tugboat. Mike, you called me Tugboat.
Came out of nowhere there.
I would have made the jump. I would have made the jump. That's all I said.
That was a Tugboat response, Mike. Woo! I'm sorry.
I didn't even see you laying in wait over there. You were perfectly camouflaged. That was wild what just transpired. Can you get a Charlie horse anywhere other than your leg?
I think you get them in your arm. You get like a dead arm. Isn't that the same thing?
I'm so sorry, Mike, for my last statement. Thank you so much for being a known and knowledgeable, athletic, beautiful man and understanding what a Charlie horse is.
How quickly they change. Mike Cuno, watch him on CBS4. Again, you can see him on Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4 and after the Dolphins games on the fifth quarter postgame show. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go, Mike Cuno. Man, you came out of nowhere swinging hard. You didn't even give anybody a chance. That was one of those on-sites that they talk about.
I've been
listening. You just walked up on, you saw Mike Cuno standing there at the bar and started swinging.
I have been letting Tugboat go for, 9 months now? A year? It came out of me. I don't like
that
it.
That was so unlike you, man. I'm just like, you know, Mike's an athlete. Well, I don't know if he's an athlete or not. Whoa! I was so shocked there. All right, there you go. Dolphins talk with Mike Cuno. A little Football Friday action as we roll on here. Let me get to you some important information here from my friends at Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. You have any rain where you guys are right now? You got the football game at 7 o'clock. Any rain where you are?
Pouring at my house, and I think the stadium's 6 miles away from here, so it's going to be nasty tonight.
All right. Well, you've got the football game at 7, and it's starting to rain here in Boca. Look, there's been a lot of rain lately. Perhaps the inclement weather has caused you, a property owner, to make an insurance claim, or maybe you're thinking about an insurance claim. If you own a home or commercial property that has water damage, you need to call Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters because they can help. Remember, a public adjuster works for you, not the insurance company. So they'll take away the headaches. They'll get you a higher insurance settlement. I can vouch for it, man. You hire a public adjuster, you are doing yourself a favor. If you've never worked with a public adjuster before, there's no fees unless they collect. So if you own commercial property or manage an HOA that is damaged from wind, water, fire, smoke, or vandalism, call Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters so that they can help. Dealing with your insurance company is very complex. You got to remember, Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters, they work for you, not the insurance company. You wouldn't go to court without an attorney. Do not make an insurance claim without an adjuster from Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. So whether you're thinking of filing a claim or have already filed a claim, call Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters, 877-561-2524. 877-561-2524, or check them out online at accadjusters.com. We'll take a quick break. We're just 20 minutes away from the Friday edition of the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. That'll happen just 20 minutes from now here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
What are you going to do? We're going to go to war! Hang up your phone.
Hock and Crowder.
Give everybody the Miami Dolphins injury report, the official injury report. It's brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. So, let's see. There are three Dolphins players that are officially questionable for the game on Sunday. Kyle Van Noy, Durham Smythe, and Shaq Lawson. They are all officially questionable. The other players on the injury report this week all had full practices today, so they're just a little bit dinged up. That would be Devontae Parker, Solomon Kindley, who joined us yesterday on the show. He was excellent. Byron Jones, Xavier Howard, and Kevon Frazier. And let's see, for the Jets, Sam Darnold's listed as doubtful, but we know it's going to be Joe Flacco that starts at quarterback. And Frank Gore, no, he's going to play. He's fine. Breshad Perriman, he's officially questionable. Yeah, nothing that you pretty much don't know about the Jets. So yeah. It's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick and Joe Flacco.
Injury report and all. Vannoy, I want Vannoy to play because I know he's a leader and he does a lot on the defense. But, fella, I'm telling you, y'all need to watch out for Frank Gore. Like, coaches love old dudes playing in their home cities.
Yeah.
And I think Frank Gore gets a bunch of carries on Sunday.
And Frank Gore wanted to stay here, by the way. He wanted he probably wanted to finish his career in Miami if he would have been able to. So.
And
there's,
tonight,
that, and there's the Adam Gase thing, you know, where yeah.
I'm sure Frank Gore would want to watch his son play for me tonight at starting cornerback and has a full ride to a bunch of D1 schools than be up in New York. So I think Frank's going to play with a little edge, on you know, a little chip on his shoulder on Sunday. I don't know. Is it going to change the game? Not at all. But we just need to watch out for Frank. I just want to put
Frank
that out
Gore
there.
Jr. is on the Prep Academy Saint Rockets.
No, Frank Gore Jr. I want to say he's in college now. This is Rico. Rico, his second son.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah,
he's on your team.
Rico is a Division I. He got full ride. I know Michigan is one of his big schools. Wisconsin, like he's a dog. What we leave him butt naked. We give him no help. He's Sam Madison. He's our 10 on 10. Just 10 on 10. And I tell Rico every week, Rico, don't look for help. Don't ask for help. Don't even even look at me during game day because I'm going to leave you butt naked all game.
He's that good. He can cover his guy. That's it.
Rico's a monster. He had 9 interceptions last year. He already has 2 this year. When he picked off a ball last week, he ran down the field 40 yards with 1 finger in the air the whole time. Like he can play ball. Rico's a monster out there at True Prep Academy Saints, Hawk. Get it right.
True Prep Academy Saints. Let's go. Got to beat Tuan Russell's St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders tonight.
There
it's a
you
big
go.
Game. Crowder and his team against Tuan and Jason Taylor and their team, 7 o'clock at St. Thomas. But you cannot go, right? There's no fans.
No. Just us. Me and JT cussing each other out across the field. And I would say me and Tuan cussing each other out, but Tuan doesn't cuss, so it's just
he
me yelling.
He doesn't cuss. But you cuss enough for the both of you. Yeah.
I cuss enough for everybody that's going to be at the stadium. Because, yeah, I cuss out everybody.
How great must that be for the kids, huh? I mean, on one sideline, it's you and Arturo Freeman and Danelle Ellerbe, you said, right?
Yeah.
And on the other sideline, Jason Taylor and Tuan Russell. I mean, that's pretty wild, man. South Florida high school football is something special. It really is.
It really is. The funny thing to that is that you don't, like, you tell your players to play smart. Don't talk trash. Don't get in fights. No dumb penalties. But then I'm going to go and try to trip JT during pregame. So, it like, it's
do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. And that's – I kind of live my life that way with my kids, so I live that same way with my players. Just do what I say, not as I do.
That's my constant conversation to my son as he walks in. I have a funky Buddha in one hand and gambling tickets in the other hand, and the checkbook is out, and I'm sweating. Listen, do as I say, not as I do.
I'm telling you, man, we're becoming very similar parents. I'm scared.
Should I be nervous that my son calls me Defo?
You know what? My wife started asking me when I have games on. She's like, how much do you have on this game? Because she's assuming that if we're watching a game, we gambling because we've been doing it for years. So now my kids are starting to figure it out and be like, hey, Dad, did you bet on this game?
Right.
Yeah. How much? $6, $7. Yeah. Like, I tell them a little low number just to get them off my back.
Yeah, that makes my son will say, we rooting for a team or the clock? I'm like, oh, down to the clock. Let's just root this clock home. Let's get it done. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour's up next. You know it's always special on a Friday, especially a football Friday. And because Dan Day is back with us, he took a few weeks off to travel the world. He went to all seven continents. He even went to the underwater city of Atlantis. Dan Day did a lot of traveling, but he's back with us. And so, did you say we have a end of the week montage again, Solana?
Yeah, we do.
Oh. What a special! I woke Solana up. I'm sorry. We have a very special 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour coming up. Now we're at the tail end of hurricane season here in South Florida. Everywhere, I guess. But you know, you saw last week with the late season storm there in the Gulf. You don't ever sleep when it's hurricane season, even the tail end. But it is time to think about future hurricane seasons as well, and it's why I recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors. I speak from experience. You get PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house, you'll reduce your stress level around this time of year. You got to remember, you're going to live here in South Florida. Hurricane season is coming every year, so you got to protect your home. Only makes sense. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. And it really is a great feeling when you get those PGT custom windows and doors protecting all your valuables. And I know it's the end of the week right now. You're thinking about the weekend, but you know what? Make one more phone call. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, set an appointment for next week, and that way you get the ball rolling so that PGT Custom Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home for future hurricane seasons. So call them now before the weekend's underway, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at BNTImpactWindows.com. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a football Friday, next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
All right, I'll start with Chuck here. Chuck in Miami Gardens.
What do they do?
That's for you, Crowder.
Hock and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.